Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Want to bet? No, seriously, do you want to? Because I kind of want to, I think. On this episode, Bob helps me overcome my fear of becoming addicted to gambling. I think he wants me to gamble. And win, but still gamble. Enjoy.
Do you ever gamble? Do you ever, like...
I do like to play poker.
Why you gotta teach me? Come on, invite me to a poker game. I don't mind if people take my money. I just want someone to teach me.
No, I'll have a poker game going on. But I was thinking about this in terms of the NBA because the draft is just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
The finals just happened. You know, I'm a Magic fan. All that stuff. But then I'm also like, not obsessing over, but like I'm really looking for, okay, what trades are going on? Mm. What stuff is happening? And even beyond the Orlando Magic, like all this stuff that's happening. And now it's easier than ever to bet and gamble because of the different sites and the partnerships they have with professional sports organizations.
So you can do it from here in Florida?
Oh, I can do it. I believe so. I could do it legally. From my phone.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. And I almost feel like I did when before I tried alcohol, that I was so scared of losing control and that I would become addicted to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like that on some level, like, am I researching and reading all this stuff because I'm truly interested in this? Am I doing it because I'm like, oh, I'm an insider and I know a little bit more about it. So if I wanted to, like, okay, I'll put $20 on these guys going to the finals. I'm wondering if that's part of it. If there's like this internal gambler, if there's
but
this
you,
internal Kenny Rogers
you love
inside him. Of me.
You love numbers. You love being able to know how people are doing. You love,
yeah.
I mean, so I feel
trying
like
to figure out trends
and
stuff like
that.
Yeah,
you love that stuff. And, and I think this is, it's kind of a natural something that if you can figure out how to systematize that, and what I would recommend if you're interested, if you haven't already jumped in and started dropping money left and right, is you placed a bet without placing the bet. You know what the odds are. You know what you would have done if you were going to drop that money. And then actually track your bets and see how well you do on that first fake round.
That may
encourage or discourage you from continuing. But you've lost nothing except for time.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like a test pilot. You're just going to go out. I'm going to see.
It's almost like doing fake stock market stuff.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Let's see.
And then but then you'll be like, I wish I had put my money in there.
Yeah.
You know, I wish. We put our money into an Alzheimer's drug, Alzheimer's treatment drug, very early on.
Did you forget about it?
Pause for dignity. And moving on. So Patty had encountered it and said, I think this is going to be something good. And then nothing. I mean, it was nothing and nothing and nothing. And just very recently, it went whoop. And we're seeing action in the market now because the world has figured out that this is a good drug.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so little things like that. But it feels good when you get it right.
Yeah.
And it feels so great when you get it wrong. And stock market is gambling.
Oh, I mean, 1,000%.
But
maybe it's the validation that I need. Maybe I just need to be right about stuff.
Okay. You know something? If you are right, then guess what? Being right can lead to money in the world of gambling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in sports gambling anyways.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I think of Jose's comments about, you know, what's gambling and what's not gambling.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's an anti really gambling because you know exactly how much you put up and there's limited risk. And
poker and versus. Yeah.
I think that there is some skill involved, at least in that stuff, as opposed to like craps.
You can let.
I mean, yeah. Who? Yeah. Nobody has skill there. You're just thinking, I've got luck. And let's not do that. Because insurance companies and casinos, they're in the same business.
Always win.
That's why there are the big buildings with their names on it.
Yep.
I really do hope Nick develops his gambling skills to an uncanny level. Then we can get matching suits and I can cart him around to Reno and Las Vegas as my own personal Rain Man. We'll beat the odds, we'll bring down the house, and drive an old yellow convertible into the sunset together. Of course, I have no idea how Nick might feel about this plan, but he's an easygoing dude, so I'm pretty sure he'll be game. But first, he needs to work on those skills. I can wait. Thanks for spending a piece of your day with us today. We'll catch you next time.